is Davin's Den.
One time for the 80s kids.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, the final segment of the show, Scamming Scammers. Of course, we're dealing with Fake Davin's latest girlfriend. Well, not latest, but the one we're doing now on the show, Lacey Gilbert. Fake Davin cannot be held down. He has a lust for the fake ladies. All right, let's play the music. That'll play in the background. So last week, as I said at the top of the show, Fake Davin had a whole conversation where he answered Lacey and Sammy Hagar quotes. She had wanted him to go get a phone card, and answering Sammy Hagar quotes, she asked where he was, and he said halfway to Memphis, and she said, well, how long will it take you to get there, and he said 5150. So that was...
I love you when you use those things that are cultural references that they just will not know. It's funny as hell to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and then the answer back.
Sure.
Oh, God, I know. With like, legitimate questions according to what nonsense you just said. It's hilarious.
So in Lacey's mind, Fake Davin, who's a Ghostbuster comic, cheating motherfucker who loses his pants, but she just wants honesty and truth and faithfulness, but desperately needs a phone card as she's all alone in Nigeria. Fake Davin is the dream boat she's needed because he's got that phone card. And that's where we will pick it up. What?
Oh, just the scenario that supposedly she's all alone in a hotel in Nigeria and she's waiting on some complete stranger to buy her a phone card to save her day.
Not stranger.
Come on.
We've been dating for about a month, I guess. Something like that.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're her honey bunch.
I most certainly am.
I just want to get go on a point that Pitt made about a minute or so ago where they're going along with this ridiculous stuff. On the clips, on the Davin's Den Scams, the Scammers clips, we have the series with Jane. Jane was looking to get a MoneyGram sent out to her. And Davin told her, well, I'm going to send Golden Grams. And she's like, well, I don't know what Golden Grams are. We're sitting, it's a delicious breakfast treat. And she's sort of freaking out that she, how does she get a Golden Gram? How does she send this Golden Gram?
I also.
It's ridiculous, but it's like a life or death thing, you know?
I also, as I recall, as I'm having a chat with her, told her to shush because Rock and Roll Mercenaries by Meatloaf was on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were obsessed with Meatloaf.
Yes.
That one.
I was yelling at her in our instant message chat because she was ruining a Meatloaf song.
Yeah.
As one does.
As one
when
does.
Meatloaf is on.
So, yeah. Fake Davin's a fun guy. All right. May 6, 2019, I write hot. Hey, pretty lady. She goes, how are you doing today? I said, I am well. How are you? She wrote, she's good. She wrote, happy Monday. I said, LOL, happy Monday. She goes, why LOL? I go, just cute the way you say happy days of the week. She laughs. That seems to be like an African thing where they do that. You know, I guess if you're in Africa, you're just happy to see the next day, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, yeah, I guess the only thing I can compare it to.
Happy still breathing.
Well, I mean, the dangers they face are kind of like what we face going shopping with Joe. I mean, you don't know if you're going to come back alive.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
So then May 7th, she I guess that was the end of that. May 7th, she goes, happy Tuesday. Okay.
Well, we say that to each other every week, don't we?
We most certainly do.
That's right.
And I go, yeah. And happy Tuesday to you. She asked me how my night was. I said, I had a ghost event canceled, so it was quiet. How was yours?
It was quiet.
She says her night was good. I asked her what she did. She said she slept. I go, with who? She said myself. I said, that's no fun. And then she
said,
then she sent me a picture where she was where she was scantily clad. I go, well, that new picture.
No.
She goes, well, that new picture is not, or she posted. I think she posted it on her Instagram. I go, well, that new picture is not very modest. And she goes, don't you like it? I go, I do, but I'm confused how her supermodel got stuck in a lumber company in Nigeria.
Happens every day. Leave her alone. Happens every day.
It does to Fake Davin. Fake Davin gets more like desperate tang than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, one day you're walking on a runway, the next day you're walking on a log flume. That happens all the time.
Sure. Life is full of tragedy. That's why you say happy Monday. You're happy to be there. Right.
Well, Joe, when you were a lumberjack, you were surrounded by supermodels up in the trees, weren't you?
That's how I met Cindy Crawford.
I knew it.
Yeah, but Joe being the dick goes, what's with the mole?
Moly, 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 moly.
You heard the story. All right.
So her answer to that is such is life. I go, what do you mean? She goes, good seems to stay far from me. I go, you seem to have an army of admirers, you know, because all these guys are like, you know, fucking falling in love with your pictures on Instagram.
Sure.
Right.
She goes, where? I go, online, and I'm sure in Nigeria, women with your physical attributes are not exactly common in Lagos.
I would think not.
She goes, I can't say since I don't really go anywhere here. Really? I think you can. I go, I'm sure the men make their admiration known. She goes, then I was correcting spelling errors. She goes, I don't know because they don't come out straight to me. I go, those
people. She
has a bunch of guys around her then?
I don't know. I go, those pictures were professionally shot. Clearly you've had the eye of admirers for some time. I did notice in one of the pictures you suffered the same fate I did a few weeks ago. A loss of pants.
She knows where hers are, though.
She goes, well, this is a long one. She goes, I'm facing some apps upgrade on my device in which I can't see some messages until I'm done upgrading it. I know you'd be wondering why I don't text you all the time or stay on Instagram for a long time, and I know you've been seeing me online, but unfortunately, I haven't been getting all the texts. I just had to ask a friend to lend me a device to text you. Well, that's nice. You said you don't have friends. I was thinking if you could kindly help me get an Amazon gift from any store around you, because I just got a notification just now that all my apps would be shut down by tomorrow. What type of Nazi phone is this?
I have never, ever got a notification that an app was being shut down. Have any of you?
Well, to be fair, Joe, we've never worked in a lumber company in Nigeria, so.
I know. But when I worked at a lumber company in Maine, I never had. Well, there were no cell phones then anyway. So.
No.
apps weren't invented yet. They were 20 years away. I guess, yeah.
She goes, no, but of course not. It's ridiculous. I was thinking if you could kindly help me get an Amazon gift from any store around you, because I just got a notification just now that all my apps will be shut down by tomorrow if I didn't upgrade it, and you know I wouldn't like to lose connections with you. With you I needed $88 to an upgrade the apps, but kindly get me an Amazon gift card, if $100, so I could use the remaining to download music and video game so I can watch whenever I'm bored. Thinking about you, honey, I'll be glad if you can get me the card. Thanks. Card? No. Commas, absolutely. Gonna buy this bitch some punctuation.
Wow. Not only does she want the card, can you throw me another $20 and we'll listen to some tunes? Stupid. Holy shit.
I go, how'd you get more time on your phone? Because remember, she had no more time to talk to me?
Yes.
She goes, don't get much time like that. I go, what about the timber company? She goes, all I do is supervise the amount of materials that are being used and those that are coming in until the project is over. Then I could come back home. That's what she says.
Okay, and they don't pay you in the meantime?
Well, actually, Pip, it's funny you should say that. And I go, don't they pay you?
great minds, and us too.
Yeah.
It's a check gig.
Shit. She goes, haven't been paid for months. Now that's why I'm stranded. Oh, my God.
I haven't been paid for months. I would be, like, flying home at this point.
So if you're working for a place that hasn't paid you in months, why would you stay?
I don't know. Let's see what she has to say.
Ah.
She goes, I'm not usually the type that requests from people, but I have no choice because I think we have know each other much more than to be hiding stuff from you. No, we should still hide stuff. I go, oh, I don't know about that. Sounds like you work for some sketchy people.
Yeah.
See, she's still playing like the love thing, but this version of Fake Davin has made no real wooing that he's in love with this bitch. He still wants to get his dick wet and hunt ghosts.
Well, case in point, when you said, when she said, who are you sleeping with? And she said, I'm sleeping alone. And you said, that sounds like no fun.
Yeah.
That's the way you were going to talk to your girlfriend? You know, your girlfriend's like, oh, I'm sleeping alone. Oh, well, why is that? You know, so just on that simple note.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I totally missed that.
It's a good pickup.
Totally missed that.
So I tell her she's working for sketchy people. She goes, you can say that again. I go, well, what do you think I did here? What does Fake Davin do in this situation?
Oh, you're going to try to get her a new job.
All right. We've seen that before. Joe, what do you say?
You could do that, or you want to speak to the boss of the lumber company to say that this is bullshit to cut her a check.
You know, Joe, you know me so well.
Yeah.
I go
clips every week. I know every fucking trick you got.
No, you don't. No, you did not see Sammy Hagar coming. Slow the fuck down. You did not see Sammy coming. I go, get me your boss's email. I've had enough of his shit.
That's great.
So she gives me the email. greatminded20@gmail.com.
Okay.
I go, what's his name? She goes, Thomas Robertson. I go,
please.
I go, everyone in Africa I talk to always has two English first names. So odd.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
She goes,
and you're going, you understand that in the parlance of today, you're going full Karen on this.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you are. You're going full Karen.
Okay.
You want to speak to the manager.
Now, listen, I'm trying to solve stuff for my beloved here. She goes, he's not in Africa. He's in Florida.
Wow.
I go, what part of Florida? It may be time for me to have a face-to-face chat with him.
Nice.
God, that's even worse. Just give me the phone card.
She goes, Delray, Florida. I go, I'll be there in short order. What is the name and address of the company?
Now, see here, my good man.
Now, realistically, she should know not to play this fucking game, because I already called her bluff when she was at the hotel. She should fucking know better.
She should. And you know what? Any reasonable person is not going to let somebody who's like, I demand to see the manager, have any access to your actual boss. You can't do that.
And the funny thing about the hotel room is like, well, I need money for the phone. Well, you're stuck at the hotel. Yeah. Well, give me the room number. Hamina.
Yeah.
So later on that day, we say hello to each other. Then a couple days pass, and she goes, you forgot about me. I go, did I? She goes, so why must I be the one to text you first all the time? Uh-oh.
Oops. Good boy.
I go, I'm just busy. Don't take it personally. Like, I'm giving her every vibe that her big tits and blonde hair are not doing it for me.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she's not getting any of that.
No, she's not. Later on that day, she goes, happy weekend anyway. I go, and to you, anything interesting planned? She goes, nothing interesting, only if you can kindly get me the card that I requested for a few days ago. It will be much fun, because I will get to download some new games on my phone to keep myself busy after upgrading my phone. How is this my problem?
Yeah, really?
And, And it sounds like desperate times call for desperate measures. Holy cow. It's like, I want to upgrade my phone and play some video games. Get a step in, stupid.
I thought
you were stuck at the airport with no way to get out. Why don't you work on that first?
We did that. We did that, too. That was with Han.
Okay, yeah. You know? I mean, you know, you got other problems than trying to play Candy Crush.
Unbelievable.
I go, I told you, give me the address for your boss and the name of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, what's that have to do with the card? I go, I don't want people taking advantage of you and putting you in the situation of being dependent. That's what it has to do, stupid.
Yeah. What does that have to do with the card? It has plenty to do. You're not getting paid. I'm going to go in and I'm going to talk to your boss and I'm going to tell him you start cutting checks. You know?
Yeah.
There's plenty to do.
She goes, don't know you, so do you think they would attend to you? So she's saying they don't know me, would they talk to me?
Right.
She goes, I understand how you feel. I go, they'll attend to me. She laughs.
Now, here's the deal. They don't know you. I don't know how they're going to attend to you. Really? We just met and you're asking me for a phone card. You know, we're going on really, you know, quick how do you do in this whole thing.
We're moving quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting one. She goes, this is not ghost hunting, baby. And she gives me a ghost emoji.
Whoa. She is paying attention.
Yeah. I go, you have so little faith in me. She goes, I might get fired involving someone they don't know in my job.
Yeah. Oh, you just clued onto that, did you?
Yeah, but I go, they aren't paying you anyway. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
True.
She goes, they are still going to just a little delay on the payment due to some reason. She goes, can you kindly help me with the card? Then we could talk about this later. I need to upgrade my phone. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No.
I go, I'd feel better about this if I knew who you worked for.
If you were really her boyfriend, you know, just getting her paid and getting this moving would be much more important than sending her money.
Yeah, well, she wants to play video games, Pip.
Of course she does.
She goes, let's forget about it. I broke the bitch. You know, that's a fucking shitty feeling. All right, well, this isn't going to work. I break scammers.
Forget about it.
I go, why won't you tell me? And then I don't hear from her for 2 days, and I write to her, happy Monday. So I wrote to her. She goes,
say you learned.
She goes, same here. I go, good. And then we take off 5 days.
Wow.
And I write happy Saturday. And then we take off 2 days, and she writes happy Monday. And I write happy Monday. She asked me how I'm doing today. I go, a little sick, a little sore, but happy to chat with you.
A little what?
A little sick and a little sore.
Oh.
She goes, what's wrong? Did you swallow lizard?
Is she asking you or are you asking her?
She's asking me.
Huh.
She's asking you if you swallowed a lizard.
No, lizard, not a lizard. Lizard. She's asking me if I swallowed a lizard like it's some dude she knows.
Yeah, what?
So I go, a cold and I injured myself playing sports. Well, that must have been fucking real because that sounds like something I would do.
Yes.
And then I laugh. I go, are you saying I have a big mouth, dear? She goes, yes. And then she laughs.
Well, she does know you.
Yeah, shut up, you. She goes, sorry about your injury. Have you seen the doctor? I go, LOL, nice that you think I have a big mouth. You may be correct, but I assure you, I do not eat lizards, thank you. I have not. It will heal. She laughs. She asks how I've been. I go, other than sick, I've been okay. How about you? She's okay. She asks how my day was. What the fuck was that? I go, I got a call from a woman about a ghost. Seems to be a very sexually aggressive one.
Oh, boy.
She goes, so what are you going to do? I go, well, I won't be wearing anything sexy around it, that's for sure. She goes, your choice anyway. She goes, you'd wear something sexy around a horny ghost?
You asked her this?
Yes, I asked her that.
Oh, okay.
She goes, don't know, never done ghost hunting before. She goes, I mean, if a sexually aggressive ghost was making advances on you.
Oh my God.
She laughs. I go, it's a thing. People have had sex with ghosts, and we've talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, they do.
She goes, how's possible is that? She says, were they sleeping while having the sex? I go, people claim it is real. Some claim to have married ghosts. I think I got a blowjob from one once.
And then you forgot your pants then, too.
they disappeared. She laughs. She goes, you're a sick man. I laugh. I go, well, I wasn't asking for it. Did you ever give a guy a BJ with an ice cube in your mouth? Why the fuck was I asking that?
Why the hell are you asking that?
I don't know. Let's see where this goes. She goes, I don't do that, but maybe someday when I get married, then I can do it with my man.
Yeah, it'd be like fucking an ice maker.
Thank you, Joe. Just hear her fucking making noise in the middle of the night because she's about to blow you.
Oh, by the way, what's that gold thing on your shirt? It looks like you got a merit badge.
It's the new Garden State Parkway.
Okay.
I go, you had seemed a bit more adventurous when we talked about sex in the past. Anyway, it felt a bit like that. She goes, I go, what does that mean? She goes, nothing. She goes, I don't remember talking about BJ with you. I go, it means something. We talked about a threesome. She goes, when you lost your pant. I go, yes. I thought
you were. At least this one does remember the plot.
Yeah, well, she's playing along. She wants a phone card. Of course she does. I thought you were sexually adventurous. She goes, wait till we meet and you'll find out for yourself. She goes, I don't have to tell you about that now. I go, LOL. Well, we know it won't be blowjobs, LOL. She goes, what's it going to be then? I don't know, but you said you were waiting to get married for that. Then she posts a picture. I go, nice, when's that from? She goes, heaven. I go, cocky. And then I'll do a little bit more, and then we'll stop. May 24th, she says, hi. I said, hey there. She goes, when's this from? This is from May 25th. She goes, hey, honey, I miss you. I'm sitting here thinking about you. I always do. I hope you're missing me, too. Sunday is almost here again. The thought of you in my arms right now sounds so good to me. I just want you to know how much I love you.
Whoa.
I go, aw, I know exactly what you mean. The distance is an abyss that tears at the heart. One day soon we'll be together and contented like Slimer in a hot dog cart. Oh, like Slimer in a hot dog cart. Let me say that a fucking again. Let me do that properly.
You should be writing Hallmark cards.
Aw, I know exactly what you mean. The distance is an abyss that tears at the heart. One day soon we will be together and contented like Slimer in a hot dog cart. There you go.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
That's one of the gift cards that they sell at the Warner Brothers studios.
When you two get married,
I want to give the speech. These two are like sludge in a grease trap.
Okay. 5 days pass. I go false. I don't know what the fuck I was right talking about. She goes, "Hi, sweetie." She goes, "Is that you?" Oh, I guess I must have sent her a picture or something. I go, nah, he's more Hamson than I. I don't know what the fuck. She laughs. She goes, you're crazy. I go, that's why you like me. She goes, yeah. She goes, I can't lie about that. I go, and all this time I thought it was because I hang out with ghosts and ghouls.
Yeah, that's what attracted her.
She goes, no, but it's okay. I go, because I lose my pants? She laughs. She goes, no. And then she says she's going to bed. Then she says, bye, Mr. Lost Pant. And I go, take me with you. And she said, no. And I said, why? She goes, you are crazy. I go, she goes, you are crazy. That's why. I go, so just imagine what I'm like in bed.
that's a good point.
Then she went ghost with a ghost emoji. I go, oh, baby, I wouldn't leave you cold. Or dead inside.
Okay.
She goes, talk to you tomorrow. Good night, sweetie. And sends me a heart and a kissy emoji. And then I go, LOL, you are no fun. And she laughs. She goes, thanks. She goes, I love me like that. I go, LOL. I go, I think you liked me more before you knew me, I said. She goes, bye. Says, love you. I go, do you? She goes, not sure. I laugh. I go, then don't say it. Only say it if you were sure, if you were ever sure. She goes, I'm love you. She goes, bye once again. I go, you are not sure, though. You are sure you want to say goodbye. I'm sure I don't want you to do that. Why am I keeping her on? Anyway, she goes, good night. I go, such a pity. She goes, sweet dreams, stay away from ghosts and goblins. I go, sweet dreams, stay away from ghosts and goblins. She says she will. She gives me the prayer hands, thanks. She goes, well, if you meet one, at least you will think of me. She goes, maybe. All right, so I think that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
I think so, Mr. Lost Pants.
Yep.
So what'd you guys think?
I'm really not sure why, after like getting completely fed up with you, that she's like, bring back the lovey-dovey talk. I guess maybe she needed to take a step back and try to establish a relationship with you again.
Yeah, you know, it's like she hit a dead end, but she's like, nah, I'm going to stick with this one. They always stick around. Not they don't. A lot of times they stick around. Longer than they should.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, because basically it's nothing but a federal case, you know. But maybe she's desperate. Maybe she only has a handful of people she's trying to work, you know. So it's like, all right, I got to, you know, it's not the best person, but, you know, I got to see what I can do.
He's not great, but he's one of my regulars.
I do respond to her.
Yes.
I haven't blocked her.
Right. So, I don't know. It is confusing to me. I'm constantly amazed that they keep coming back for more punishment.
Yeah. Well, so do you.
Yeah, that's true. So, but, you know, I have mental problems. We haven't determined that with these people.
I assume they do.
Yeah, and I don't need a phone card, so.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure you would take one if I gave you one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, that wasn't quite as eventful. I think the big takeaway is I made her fucking surrender.
Yeah, he bullied her down.
I did.
You're ready to walk into an imaginary boss's office somewhere in Florida. It's like, all right, no, all right, look, forget about it. Don't, never mind.
Yeah, you know what? It's twice I've called her bluff on this shit. And she's like, fuck, all right, we'll work a little harder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pip.
Well, that's okay. No,
and
you
there's go. A couple of times you reached out. There's a couple of times you reached out to her. So it's not a case of her coming back. It's a case of you reaching out to her and her responding. I mean, you know, she is responding. Where if you know, it's like, oh, you know, I would just unfriend the guy or whatever. But she is responding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not every day you find a comedian who's a ghost hunter who loses his pants. You hold on to those. You cherish them.
There you go.
Yes.
You're a catch.
I am a catch. But you know, we did discuss ghost blowjobs. So, I mean, the episode wasn't a complete waste.
That's true.
So.
No. No, not at all.
So there were some...
That's so funny.
There was some good stuff in there.
Casper, the fallacious goat, the horniest goat, you ghost, you know.
I actually have the Casper.
Hold on.
If you're going to do it, fucking do it. I'm going to play the Casper theme song. It's playing right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can't hear it.
Oh, all right.
No.
That's a shame.
The fallacious goat.
The one that really wants to blow.
I want you to use that in a sentence.
All right. I think we've done enough.
Yeah, work is done.
Okay.
Hold on with that right there. So this is a fun show. Thank you guys for hanging out, watching the live show. Yeah. For those of you guys who did, listened.
Thank you.
Guys who are going to listen to the podcast. Good show. We'll be back next week. Well, you know, we'll be here in our various locations. I don't know when the hell the next time we're going to see each other is. We should just do this show in Georgia.
I'm not sure what you guys look like anymore.
Handsome. Very handsome. Both of us. Very handsome.
Yes.
Okay.
But we should just do the show in Georgia. Do it at a bowling alley.
Yes.
A little COVID-19 in comedy. So we want to thank Russ Fredico. Thank you, Russ. We love
Russ.
You.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Sidespinning Productions, although really not yet. Soon. Not yet. Sidespinning Productions. Go to davincomedy.com. I will be doing an online show this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Zoom.
Oh.
I don't have the information yet, the link, but I will post it at some point. So I hope you guys check it out. I'm looking forward to doing a little Zoom comedy. That's where you guys can laugh and I can see you and interact. It'll be my first time doing it, so that'll be this Sunday. Looking forward to dusting off the old comedy chops. And it's so nice to have a plug. So nice to fill the calendar with gigs that don't pay.
Yeah.
God damn it. I am looking at my calendar. I had a lot of good shows planned. The next month or so was going to be fucking outstanding.
Yeah. Well, now you are outstanding. Outstanding in the rain. There's no gigs.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal. A place supposedly that never canceled in the New York area canceled their August date on somebody. I had an April date there. It got canceled. So I think if we open up, I think on the 15th of May, which they said, I will supposedly be in Buffalo the following weekend, but who knows? It's nice to pretend I'll work. But who knows? But these Zoom shows will be good because at least I won't be completely rusty when this ends.
Right.
So that'll be fun. Joe, you can see every Saturday at the supermarket. And,
yes.
And Pip, you can see massaging her cat's ass.
Yes.
I believe that
hopefully
was
not for long. Thank you.
I believe that was the story of the pandemic.
Had nothing to do with it, but here we are.
This
is how I spend my time.
I was very pleased with it. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging out. Everybody stay healthy. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching. We will see you next week. I might have an announcement that might interest you next week. So we'll check you out then. Bye-bye.